Blog Talk Radio.
Another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, a tarot advisor and numerologist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host, certified tarot master and crystal Reiki master, Mary Brown. And here she is, live from Amarillo, Texas. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dex. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
You were saying
Happy
it's rainy
spin.
There.
It looks like it's about to. It is so overcast. We've had so much rain, which is great, you know, because we're usually in a drought, but I want some sunshine. I love the sun. But you know, it's okay. The water's good. The grass is green. I can't complain.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I think we sent it your way, Mary, because it was overcast all day, like a day or two ago, and then it rained overnight, and now it's all sunny, and I think we just sent it to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, you needed the rain, you know, to help with the drought, right?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know about you, Mary, but every time I hear our intro music, you know, we're the only show on the network that has intro music, and I get excited.
I do, too. I always get excited. I'm a big fan. But, yeah, I didn't know we're the only show on the network that uses that particular song.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when we had the Saturday show with Psychic Saturdays and here on the network for a few years, and then we decided to bring Tarot Today Radio out of mothballs. And so we brought back the old theme. And it's actually the full track from the 22-track album by Rajan Paquin. He's a French-Canadian composer. And you can actually check it out and get all that music yourself over on the Tarot Guild website. It's thetarotguild.com/music. And it's just awesome. Every one of those 22 tracks, you know, it's like one for each of the major arcana cards. And, you know, I mean, we discovered that back in like 2009. And I just absolutely love it. It's so great. And yes, we're the only show, you know, Tarot Today Radio. And of course, you have your own intro music for There's a Rock for That. But all the other shows on the network use the Psychic Talk intro music. So we're special. We're special.
And
I just get excited. Yeah. So it's our last Saturday of the month. There's actually five Saturdays in May. And so Mary and I are taking a break next week on the 29th. We're taking that off. Mary's getting her second COVID shot, right?
Yep. Woohoo.
Yep. So it's always the last Saturday we do on the show each month that we have our psychic spin segment. What do you want to know from the universe? Now, these are the big questions. Yes, call in. I'm going to give the phone number out in a minute here. You can call into the show and, you know, ask the general questions about your life, you know, love, romance, career, all that kind of thing, you know. But we also do the big questions, you know, like how does the universe work? Are robots taking over? You know, what about Santa and his elves? Okay, some of them are a little tongue-in-cheek, yes. But yeah, we solicit that from you guys each month. And, you know, there's only been, one or two listeners in all this time that's given us any big questions. So I want to put it out there that contact us after the show, and, you know, we'll use your big question on the next Psychic Spin at the end of June. And, you know, it's got to be something that's of interest to everyone, you know. So we're not talking about personal questions. We're talking about things that are in the news or current events, or maybe you've been noticing articles about a certain topic that have been that's been coming up a lot that you think everybody's interested in. I mean, we'll ask the tarot about anything, and that's why we call it Psychic Spin, because, you know, you have the talking heads, the news anchors. They're all putting their spin on the news, the current events, topics, but we get to put the psychic spin on because we are able to ask the universe through the tarot about these things. And some of it comes up pretty – the answers we get are pretty interesting, aren't they, Mary?
They really are. They really are. And a lot of times it's just not – it's not what I would expect, you know, to get
right.
an answer. And yeah, I think that's so cool.
Yep. So with that said, we are a live call-in show, so you can give us a ring. Right now, if you're listening live, dial in 714-816-4628. And as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. That'll put you in the caller queue in the order that you called in. We'll be taking calls a little later in the show, but you want to get your spot early. 714-816-4628. You can also chat with us on the chat post and ask questions and give your comments, request a mini reading. The easy way to get there is to open a new tab in your browser. That's right. Don't shut us off so you can't hear us. Open a new tab and type in psychictalk.net/chat. That's psychictalk.net/chat. And that'll take you right over to our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. And we have a post there. And in the comments on that post, use it like a chat room. And I'm in there right now. You can pop in there and chat with us and ask questions, comment. You know, give us your psychic spin questions, comment on, you know, what we're seeing in the cards for any of the psychic spin topics that we pull cards on. Yeah, we'd love to chat with you there at psychictalk.net/chat. If you're already on the group, just scroll down. You know, it's going to be the first or second or third post on Psychic Talk Radio, the Facebook group. There's a page and a group. So like the page, join the group, and join us on that post on the group there. We'd love to chat with you. Otherwise, give us a call. We'd love to chat with you live on air, 714-816-4628. So before we get into our psychic spin segment, let's do our card of the day segment. So what did you get today, Mary?
I pulled a card from the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle by Priestess Moon.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and it I'll tell you, it's the coolest thing. You know, it's actually, you know, I was thinking about it. It's like someday we should do a psychic spin on the Voynich manuscript because the Priestess Moon based her oracle, she was inspired by the Voynich manuscript, which is this manuscript that has a lot of mystery around it, that has like plants and, you know, all this very fascinating stuff in it. And nobody's really sure about the origin of it or, you know, the language it's written in. But the card I got is card number 9, and it's Bury Me, because it has all these berries, these red currants pictured on it, you know, and red currants, you know, are also kind of interesting too, because, you know, they're believed to, like, you know, purify the blood, and they have a wealth of vitamins and minerals in them, and, you know, they even have a sort of divinatory meaning too. You know, they kind of resemble tiny rubies. And so when you see, red currants are supposed to be like a promise of better days ahead. And the card is about taking some time for yourself. You know, if any of you listening to this feel any sense of overwhelm, right? If you're the kind of person that's always putting someone else first and yourself last, and then you find, you know, you reach the point where you've got all this anxiety and stress because you've put all, you've accepted all the demands, you know, you've taken on a lot of stuff. Today's a great day to take some time for yourself. Make it a pajama day. Just hang out in your pajamas, watch your favorite shows, you know, relax. And it's also, you know, a great day to give your permission to do what you want to do something for yourself. Maybe that's a bubble bath, but it's time to give yourself a break. And also, if you are somebody who does do that, who does let themselves get overwhelmed by everybody else's demands, if you find that, you know, you are kind of doing so much more for others at the expense of your own, sometimes mental and physical health, it's also a good time to, like, kind of sit with that and ask yourself why that is. Why are you doing that? You know, is it guilt? Is it, you know, the need to be in control for other people? Is it a need to be appreciated? Like, what, go deep. Otherwise, just hang out in your pajamas if you don't feel like going deep today. So that's my card of the day. You can see it posted on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. If you haven't joined that, you need to join. Join the fun. Join the conversation. Go to psychictalk.net/Facebook, and you'll see we have a page and a group. Like the page and join the group. Did you get a card of the day today, Dax?
Awesome. And the numerology, too. The entire date reduces to the 5 energy, which is perfect with what you were saying about just enjoying yourself. You know, it's that adventurous energy. It's the energy of change, and it's high energy. You can accomplish a lot if you want to work on something. But if you don't, you know, just be adventurous. That could be staying at home, reading a book, taking a spa day, working in the garden, what have you. But it could also be, you know, riding the roller coasters, going out for a movie, things like that. Now, on a 5-day, you should avoid making any concrete commitments, though, like signing contracts, getting married, anything like that. Yeah, just don't do it on a 5-day. Wait till tomorrow. I wrote a whole article on the card of the day, which I got the Magician today. That's that one vibration from the 1-5. It's from the 157 mind number subgroup in numerology, the mind numbers. And you can, I really go in depth into the symbology on the Waitsmith version of the card. I also have images from the Llewellyn deck Magician card, as well as Ciro Marchetti's Legacy of the Divine Tarot Magician card on there too, to give you a little bit of flavor of the different, you know, magician as it's depicted in different decks out there, you know. So you can check that out on thetarotguild.com. Just click on articles. It should be the first or second article. You'll see the title, You Have the Skills, You Are Ready, Tarot and Numerology for Saturday, May 22nd, 2021, The Magician. Click on that title. It'll open up the whole article for you there. So that's articles at thetarotguild.com. And, you know, with the magician, we're talking about that one energy, new beginnings and creation, independence, uniqueness, motivation, striving forward and progress, ambition, willpower, positivity, positiveness, you know. And the magician creates, manifests. I also wanted to mention the day energy because it's the 22nd. So that's that master builder energy. And it reduces to 4, the 4 vibration of structure, plans, and foundations. So another attribute of 5 is change. So basically in the article I say that you're in a time of change, but as I suggested in yesterday's Card of the Day article, which the title was Change is Good, change is good. You know, you have all the skills and abilities that you require, the magician card, so that as you work on your plans and foundations today, that's that 22 and 4 energies, do so with an adventurous spirit, that 5 energy. So all change and growth requires us to step outside of our comfort zone, and doing so today with like a sense of curiosity, adventure, playfulness, you know, this is going to make it easier. You know, it's also going to allow you to think outside the box and be inspired and creative and inventive. But like I said, you know, write all this down, but write it down in pencil rather than stone because, you know, on a 5-day, yeah, no concrete commitments today, you know, no committing to anything. You just want to be exploring and using that adventurous spirit. So there you go. That's the card of the day and the numerology of the day that I got.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's see here. Hold on just one second. I'm doing some behind-the-scenes work. My computer's jumping on me here. Okay. We got some folks calling in at 714-816-4628. We're going to be going to phone lines in a second. So this is the time to get into the caller queue, 714-816-4628. We are the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild. Tarot Guild, every Saturday, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professionals since 2004. We're in our 17th year, coming up on our 17th anniversary. Oh, Mary, I'm going to be in my 18th year of doing this soon.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And a couple years ago, on the 15th anniversary, just 2 years ago, we launched a brand new website. It's actually a social networking platform, just like those big social media websites out there, you know, except it's all tarot all the time. And it's free to join. You can become an associate member for free at thetarotguild.com. That's where it's located. Pop over there when you get a chance and check it out if you're into tarot, thetarotguild.com. I think we have like, gosh, I can't remember now how many people on that site. We also have a group on Facebook with well over 6,300 members, 6,000 plus folks. So look for Tarot Guild. There's a page, again, you can like, but we want you to come and join us on the group there. And come join the website as well, thetarotguild.com. Yeah, we got 356 members. I was just looking that up. So it's taking some time, Mary, to get, you know, we have 6,000 people on the Facebook group and trying to get them to migrate over to the new platform. You know, it's been 2 years and we're only up to 356. But, hey, it's 356 dedicated tarot people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So before we go to our phone lines here, we have our psychic spin segment of the show that we were talking about earlier. And you brought up some interesting possibilities. One I really liked was that article you shared with me. A Nobel winner says, artificial intelligence will crush humans. It's not even close. Crush the humans. Yes. So what did you find fascinating about that article?
Well, you know, the first thing that jumped out at me is, you know, this is This is the Nobel winner is a guy by the name of Daniel Kahneman. I think Kahneman is how you pronounce it. He wrote a book in 2011 called Thinking Fast and Slow. Right, over 2 million copies sold, and a really influential book when it comes to the field of behavioral economics. But it talks about how and why humans think the way that they think. The fast thinking that he's talking about is about being intuitive, is about thinking, you know, using your intuition. The slow thinking is being rational, reasoning things out. That takes time. You know, we do all of that when we make decisions. When you really think about it, like you and I, and you know, a lot of our colleagues and friends at the Tarot Guild and the Psychic Talk Radio Network, we're used to thinking intuitively. I mean, we're on board with listening to our intuition,
yeah,
and even
right.
decision making off of it. Right? You know, we know how to do that. We've spent a lot of years doing it, right? But the majority of people, not so much. They're slower. They take their time. They think about it. And so basically what he's saying is, like, AI is growing exponentially, right? And that we got a recent example from the pandemic that it's very difficult for humans in general to wrap their heads around anything that grows exponentially. You know, first you have like a little virus outbreak, you know, all the way across the world, and then next thing you know, it's like all over the world, right? And I don't think, you know, it was very easy for most people to wrap their heads around the fact that that could even happen. And so he's saying, like, look, you know, with AI, you know, that technology is in an exponential growth right now, and how are we going to react to it? We are not ready for it. We're going to be overrun by it. We're going to be like, what? I don't know how to respond. And it's one thing when we think of, you know, AI that you know, we read a lot about, you know, AI being used, you know, in industry, in businesses, in all of this stuff. What we haven't thought about it is AI being used in the boardroom. We haven't thought, okay, what happens if the,
oh, yeah.
you know, the people we elect to, you know, run things, you know, what if a computer can actually make a better decision than the guy that we're choosing to lead us?
Mary, have you seen our politicians? I mean, I'm going to go with the AI. It's just me.
Yeah, you know, it's like for some of them, it's not even a computer that would be faster or smarter or make better decisions. It's a turnip that would be making better decisions than some of our politicians, for sure. Ted Cruz, I'm talking to you. No, just joking. No, not really. I'm not joking. But yeah, so, you know, what is this? Are we ready for this? How are we going to adapt to it? Or, you know, because if I think the people, again, you know, that are used to, you know, working intuitively and using their intuition, I think they're going to have an easier time of adapting to the changes this is going to bring than the people that, you know, aren't so intuitive or kind of ignore their intuition. Because I do think, I think everybody's intuitive. I think it's just some people haven't spent a lot of time listening to intuition or paying it, you know, developing it even. So I think that's the central question that poses is how do we, you know, how are we going to, what is that going to look like when we reach the point
right.
where, you know, we have to confront this. You know, is it going to be a massive disruption? You know, are we going to be just freaked out and not able to adapt? Or you know, how are we going to deal with it?
I actually think that breaks it up nicely. I think that you could draw cards on that. And I've already drawn some cards on the central theme. So I'm going to look at it from the angle of the central theme. And you can look at it from the angle of the consequences and, you know, how as humans with our, you know, slow linear thinking, you know, how we're going to adapt, what's that going to look like and so forth like that. You know, I didn't get to read through the whole article like you did for the show here. So, you know, when I first read the title, you know, Artificial Intelligence Will Crush Humans, it's not even close. You know, to me, it was almost making it sound like it's a bad thing. It's like it's going to crush us. I'm thinking of I instantly go to the Terminator movies always. With this AI and robot stuff, you know, just instantly, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, you know, and it's not that AI is going to be back. AI is here, and it's here to stay, and it's never going away, folks. If anything is going away, we are, but, you know, that's the big fear that humans have, you know, but it's also, you know, just adapting, and look at the trouble we've had adapting when it was not AI, but it was just industrial advancement, the advent of industrial robots and so forth. I mean, we're talking about machines that, you know, don't think like humans. You know, they don't have cognitive abilities. It's not artificial intelligence. It's something that's pre-programmed in code to do a specific task. And, you know, the robots replaced a lot of the human workers because it could do it faster, better, and, you know, a whole bunch of robots assembling a car, for instance, can be monitored by one person, and it can run in 24/7, you know, and you don't have to pay workman's comp insurance and everything else, you know, for the workers, because it's robots. It's a one time, you know, no salary. It's a one time thing, and people were freaking out. But what they were missing is the opportunity. The fact that this allows you, humans in general, the advancements in technology allows us to put our attention on less mundane things. Remember, you know, just very short amount of time ago, like 100 years ago, 100 to 150, we'll say, most of our time was taken up by, you know, we needed to plant the field and we needed to take care of the, the cattle and production of food was the primary focus. We were an agricultural society, and then we started to become industrialized the late 1800s into the early 1900s, and look how far we've come. And you brought up it being exponential. That's, you know, that's the big thing. We have no concept, I'm telling you. Exponential not only means, like, in the example of spreading the virus and how rapid that can happen, but the fact that even the exponentiality, if that's a word, is going to speed up as well. Mm-hmm. And let me give you a quick example here. The electric car. Before Elon came along with Tesla, there had been dabbling in electric cars for decades, but almost like a hobby, you know, and there was no interest. And in fact, with the manufacturers in the U.S., I mean, there was like no interest till like last week when the electric 150 came out from Ford. And they have the Mach-E, of course, you know, the Mustang Mach-E. But here comes along Elon Musk, and I'm gonna align this with this concept of AI, because his way of looking things is far more intuitive and far more closer to the extrapolation methods and quantum computing of artificial intelligence than the average human. Even the heads, the CEOs of major legacy car companies. He's going at it intuitively, seeing the future, and he created the electric car. Yes, the first one, was $150,000, but it could go to 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, 4 seconds, and had like a 600-mile range and stuff like that. But then slowly he started coming out, with the Model S and the Model 3 and the Model Y now and so forth. But it became exponentially faster too. Same thing with working on the batteries. Now what's happened? Mm-hmm. We have thought that maybe within the next, 40, 50 years, we'd see the end of the internal combustion engine. We just call it ICE now, the ICE engines. Guess what? Because of exponential growth, that's why electric cars is such a fantastic example of what we're talking about. ICEs are going to be wiped out by 2030 at the latest. I actually suspect even sooner, because, again, it's not just the exponential growth of the electric car segment, but also the fact that it's going to be happening faster and faster. It's going to spur on development in batteries. We already have that. Toyota's about to come out with the solid state battery. All the batteries in the electric cars now are not solid state. They're all just that lithium ion battery, like you have in your flashlight, or your radio, or whatever, or in your cell phone, for instance, and a rechargeable battery. And there's just thousands and thousands of them in packs that are in these cars. Well, the solid-state battery is going to come out, and instead of taking on a super rapid charger 30 or 40 minutes to top off your vehicle, it's going to take 10 minutes. And the range is going to double from 300 to 500-600 miles. No longer, once the solid-states come out, no longer will people be hesitant to get into electric vehicles, because you're never going to have to worry about range anymore. You're not going to have to worry about, it takes too long to charge it. That's going to be a thing of the past really, really, really fast here, okay? And, for me, I look at the title of this article, Artificial Intelligence Will Crush Humans. It's not even close. I'm like, thank God. It's going to allow us to come up how quickly we came out with the vaccinations for COVID. With AI, it'll happen in like weeks or days. Same thing with going back to the electric cars. Innovation with technology and battery output and all that kind of thing, and the chemistry involved. Yeah, once they apply AI, and they actually already are, but once they really apply it, it's going to be, every week something new is going to be coming out that, doubles, triples something or expands upon something. It's a fantastic thing. So in the cards, I'm getting cards like the Four of Pentacles and the Six of Pentacles. These cards are about us making investments and seeing a return on our investments. And that's exactly what this is, investing in AI. We're seeing a return on the investment. Now, I actually asked this question as a basic yes/no. Will AI, surpass us, very quickly and crush us, and it's not even close? And I got, this is super rare, Mary. I got 5 out of 5 yes cards. 2 of them are major arcana cards.
Wow.
Yes, I mean, we got the success wand. Yes, this is going to happen. The three of Empress, the Empress card 3. Yeah, it's talking about fruitfulness and growth and expansion. That's exactly what this is all about. Now, what's the downside? Well, the central focus card is that Four of Pentacles, which is taking care of your financial and material security and, you know, return on investments and things like that. But the negative connotation is he's holding on too tight. And so when you tell us about what cards you pulled, it's going to dovetail nicely into what I'm getting here, where humans don't adapt to change very easily, and they're not going to see it for what it really is. And what it really is, it's going to provide us with things that we could not even possibly come up with, and it's going to free us up from even more time-consuming tasks and allow us to do other things that I don't care how advanced the AI gets, it's not going to be able to do. It's never going to be psychic. It's never going to be intuitive. Maybe in a artificial way, yes, but not in our way, because it's not connected to the spiritual realm like we are. And art, and yes, they have computers coming out with art, and yeah, I know all that, folks. But it's just not the same as a human being creating and manifesting. In fact, the real positive output that I see for this, and it's represented here by the Judgment card, Barry, which is a card of awakening, and it's a card of spiritual calling, transformation, and growth. We are going to go through a transformation, and we're going to be able to spend more of our time focus on manifestation and how to do that, and manifesting and creating versus doing all the other mundane tasks that now computers can take over, robots can take over, artificial intelligence. That's what I see happening, and that's what I see these cards as representing. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome. I think just looking at how we respond, you know, to the exponential pace of this and the changes it brings, I think is going to be difficult. I think we're going to have some difficulties. The first card that comes up with this, it's like our initial response is the Five of Cups. You know, you're going to have a lot of people, you know, feeling like they're sad about it, feeling like they've lost something, feeling like, you know, aw, you know, it's a card of spilt milk, you know, so we got to kind of keep that in mind. Don't cry over spilt milk the way things were. It's like, because we're not losing everything in the process. We really aren't. So we have to be careful not to overblow it, right, our response to this. So we start with the Five of Cups. And then we go to the Five of Wands. We're going to argue about it. There's already arguments about it. People are already arguing about anything that brings change. What? No, I want to burn my dirty coal. What are you talking about? What? No, electric car. Give me more gasoline. You know, I mean, we're having those arguments still. The interesting thing, too, that comes up here is the Ten of Swords, you know. So it's almost like, you know, that reaction. Now, Ten of Swords is saying, you know, of course, you know, when we have tens, it's like too much on our minds about this. We're overthinking it. You know, we're even like, you know, being like way too harsh in our thinking of it. But the other thing about the Ten of Swords, one of the, you know, concepts connected to it is this idea of betrayal. And there are people that are going to feel like betrayed. You know, because they've lost their job, because they'll feel like they, you know, that's been taken away from them instead of looking to the future. So after we go through those feelings, right, starting with the Five of Cups, going into the Five of Wands, squabbling about it, the sense of betrayal and everything, so slowly we're going to come out of that, you know, all of that squabble, all of those feelings, and it's like, get practical now, you know, what do I do now? How do I go forward now? I think a lot of people are going to be thinking that way. And then the Knight of Swords. we're going to, then that's when our intelligence kicks in, you know. So our first reaction to this is emotional. It's combative. It's, you know, kind of harsh. And then, you know, we simmer down a little bit with that page, or with that Knight of Pentacles, rather. And then we get into the Knight of Swords, where it's like, okay, now we've got our thinking caps on, you know, so that slow, rational thinking comes into play here. And then we have the Seven of Wands. Well, it's like we decide, like, wait a minute, we do have the higher ground here. You know, kind of just like what you were talking about, where, you know, this is really to our advantage. And with the Seven of Wands, we can take a look at, like, what do we really value? You know, let's stand for that, you know, instead of all the mundane, meaningless tasks we were stuck with. And the last card is the Two of Cups, you know. So we come together. There we have harmony. There we have the unity and the love and the partnerships with each other. You know, maybe, you know.
And partnership with the AI.
Exactly. Exactly. And also, you know, when we talk about, you know, freeze us up to do other things, I mean, look, there's a lot of things that we don't spend a lot of our workforce on, that really haven't become big parts of our economy. And generally, those are things that have to do with the way we treat each other, you know, the compassion, the empathy of that Two of Cups, that connection. You know, so I think it's going to be a better world because of this. But I think the process of getting there,
you know,
is, you know, growing pains.
It's going to be rough. Growing pains, right?
Yeah.
You know what you made me think of there is so what will eventually happen is, instead of having a Steve Jobs, a Elon Musk, a Bill Gates, we will all be Elon Musks. We will all be able to visualize a better world and create and put it into action, because of artificial intelligence and technology. That's the way I look at it. Now, another aspect I want to, because you kind of were skirting around this, and it made me think, I look back at my central focus card again, the Four of Pentacles. You know, he's holding on tightly to that pentacle. He's got 2 feet. His 2 feet are on 2 pentacles, holding them down. That's going to be the hardest thing. It's going to be hard for us to adapt to it, but humans adapt. We will eventually get around to it. However, the real hardest thing is keeping the genie in the bottle, so we don't have a Terminator movie thing happen.
That's
going to be the actual. That's the actual challenge, especially once AI is in the universities and in DARPA and in institutions right now. Once AI gets out there, and, you know, the ordinary public, us out here, we can fool around with it. There could be some problems. Let me tell you, there can be some problems. Even Elon Musk, you know, has warned us against artificial intelligence. Now, I think if you keep it bottled, it's and serving us so that we can do the higher things, you know, it's fantastic, you know, but you have to keep the genie in the bottle and only rub it when you need it. Only rub the lamp, you know. But, you know, it could be fantastic. You know, and it's not like, and yeah, we're having these debates, Mary, right now, like you were saying about, you know, give me the gas. It's not even a debate anymore. These folks that are debating don't realize that the decision has already been taken out of the equation. There is no going back, you know.
It's happening.
The first concrete evidence of this was when Cadillac did a big reveal of it, its latest electric vehicle, and made the, you know, unequivocating statement that after 2025, you will never, ever again see a Cadillac with an ICE engine, an internal combustion engine, not ever going to happen again. And so when you have even our slow-to-change, big legacy automakers make a statement like that,
yeah,
you know it's already – it's done. It's a done deal, folks. You know, adapt, adapt. We're going to be all electric between 2025 and 2030. ICE engines, you know, will be a novelty keepsake thing, you know, in the 2040s, 2050s, 2060s. It's just, it's going away, you know. Get ready now. Start studying up on electric cars, how they work, how battery works, how charging works. That's what I've been doing. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on this, and I'm ready. You know, my next vehicle that I'll get once I've had my RAV4 with the ICE engine, which is fantastic car, but, you know, I change every 10, 11 years or so, you know, and that's going to be coming up in a few years here. And we're going to have even better and better electric cars. We're going to have the solid-state batteries is what I'm waiting for, and that innovation. Once that's all taken care of, yeah, my next purchase is going to be an electric car. And
well,
it's the same thing with AI.
Well, I think also, you know, you're so, you know, it was brilliant to use the electric car as an analogy for this, because way back when, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe, I can't remember exactly when it was, but there was a documentary that came out called Who Killed the Electric Car? And I covered that film.
Yes, I love
and
that.
I interviewed Ed Begley Jr., you know, big proponent of electric cars. But the thing about it is this, is like when you look at that, you know, the history of the electric car, and you look at what these big, you know, automakers did to make sure that that couldn't do anything, I think it's similar to what we see. We see that resistance. We're going to see that resistance when AI grows exponentially. And now,
yep,
just like you're saying, look at these big automakers now. Now they're ready. Now they're going to do it. Now it's all, you know, going to be electric, but for the longest time they
because
resisted
they have no
it.
Choice.
They tried to kill it. Exactly.
Yes.
And so
yeah,
I hope that with AI it'll go a little bit quicker, because we're talking like decades.
I think
that
it
we
will.
Lost. And, yeah.
I think
so too, that Knight of Swords makes me feel like, you know, once we get over our emotional reaction, then, you know, that thinking comes into play and we'll realize how we partner with it.
Right. It's the exponential growth factor, you know, where, you know,
yeah,
how long it took us to get to the electric car, and then the amount of time it's going to take for it to advance and wipe out the ICE engine is even faster. With AI, it's going to be even faster than that. It's going to be super fast, you know. And I did want to say something real quick about what you just said, because it's a perfect, like you said, a perfect analogy there. You know, the large manufacturers, the Fords and the GM and everything, you know, they had the ability to crush the electric car for several decades, okay? And what did it require to break that stranglehold? It required a billionaire to create a separate vehicle company and to do it on his own.
Yeah.
But once he did it, the change, look how fast it changed from when Tesla first rolled out its first roadster, you know, $170,000 roadster or whatever it cost, you know, and to where we are today, where every major manufacturer, even the Korean ones, you know, Hyundai and Kia and Honda and Toyota in Japan and Mercedes and Renault and Ford and GM, everybody has electric vehicles now. Toyota is supposed to have 30 electrified vehicles, some hybrid, a lot plug-in, you know, by 2030. 30 of them.
So that roadster, just to jump in for a second, that roadster came out in 2008. So that took
13 years. But the other electric car, other manufacturers started rolling out electric cars only a few years after that, only about, 8 years, 5 to 8 years after that, they start rolling. Nissan came out with the Leaf a long time ago, and the new one is really great, VW is bringing back the bus, the VW bus, that iconic thing from the 1960s or early 70s, Scooby and the Mystery Machine and the hippies, they're bringing that back as an all electric vehicle, and it's going to be super advanced over the electric vehicles today. It's coming out between 2020 and 2023. It'll hit the United States about 2024, I'm guessing. But they already have out the ID4 electric vehicle, which is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. But see, what it took was, is it took a visionary, intuitive future thinker to say, hey, I'm not going to, I see that this is the future. I need to spur this along so that we're not stuck here for another several decades with the ICE engine. And so I'm going to create my own company to create electric cars. And that instantly broke the dam head, and we were able to, exponentially bring onto the market to the point where in the next, handful of years is going to be millions, and there's already millions, there's going to be hundreds of millions of electric vehicles on the road, and the ICE engine's going to be dying out. Anyway, so
awesome.
I think that was one of our most fun psychic spin segments ever. What a fun discussion.
Yeah.
And we were able to bring in, I always love anything robot or AI, but we were able to bring in some other things that I'm really excited about, like electric cars and things like that, too. So it was a lot of fun. So now we're going to go to the phone line, 714-816-4628. Before we go there, Mary, do you want to tell us what's coming up on the network?
Yes, I do. This week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, our next show is actually tomorrow, May 23rd, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss this episode of the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be talking animal communication with her special guest, Julie Ulrich. So that should be exciting. You want to tune in for that and ask your pet questions. And then after that, the next show is Monday, May 24th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. I don't know. My voice is, I'm losing my voice. But, Wisdom of
water,
the Soul.
Water.
Water on Monday. Our Wednesday show is the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. Catherine Hahn will be back with new episodes in June. And Friday, May 28th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, the Doctors Are In show with your host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle. They'll be doing There's a Mantra for That, plus open lines with life coaching and free tarot mini readings. And next Saturday, there's not going to be a Tarot Today radio episode because, again, Dax and I are taking a break. I'm going to get all vaccinated up and take off the weekend, but we'll be back on June 12th. And that's what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find the list of our shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Back to you, Dax.
Yes, and on that page, the upcoming show page, I have all the episodes listed all the way out through the end of June. And we got some fantastic stuff coming up. I'm really looking forward to having a longtime Tarot Guild member, like a decade, Gary on the show, who's one of our Guild certified Tarot readers. And he's going to be talking with Mary and I about, I think it's the 12th. I think it's when we come back, it's when we have Gary. Anyway, Ed, we're going to be talking about the best ways to learn tarot. So I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. Gary's got some really good things going on now. I love his YouTube channel. It's called That Tarot Guy, which I swear he stole that from me, because at one point I wanted to call myself the tarot dude, because it was a tarot lady, that tarot guy or something like that. Anyway, but it's go on YouTube and just put in the search box That Tarot Guy and watch some of his videos where he talks about different cards. You're just going to love it. It's some really great stuff coming out from Gary. And if you want to join Gary and Mary and me and all of us on the Tarot Guild site, come over and join the site, thetarotguild.com. You can join as an associate member for free. We have a professional membership for professionals. Certification is discounted for professional members. If you want to take my course, Tarot by the Numbers, for members as well, as soon as you get over there to thetarotguild.com, you're going to see a big banner that says combo deals. Click on that, because I got some really great specials. Not only do we have certification, and I think that's 40% off and 50% off my course for our professional members regularly, we're giving you some additional discounts when you get the course, the membership, and the certification in a combo. Or if you don't need the course because you're already a professional reader, you can get your professional membership and your certification in a combo and save 10% on the one package, 27% on the other package. It's just, wow, some fantastic stuff going on over there. So check it out at thetarotguild.com. Are you ready to take some phone calls, Mary? Let's see
who's
out there.
Let's do it.
So the caller that's been waiting to log, we actually have two area code 917. So we're going to bring on the first 917. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. You're live on air. Oh, gosh. It's...
Hey, Zach. How are you, Dax? Hey, how are you?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Stacy. How's it going?
Oh, real good. I didn't catch your name, hon. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing
it's
you. It's windy here. Stacy, where are you calling in from?
I am calling from New York City. How's it going?
New York City.
Oh,
good. How are you?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
New York City?
Yes, ma'am. Trying to talk about some new employment, getting new employment.
And getting new employment, how does that look for you? Is it going to happen? Soon,
is it going to happen? Is that the question? Is it going to happen?
Yeah, it has to.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
and is there anything, is there any place you're looking at in particular that you want us to look at, or just generally like the subject of new employment for you?
New employment, I'm looking in New Jersey this time, not in New York City. Because, in New Jersey is better. New York City,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of jaded. Wanted to look in something, look at into something differently.
Yeah, it is better to look around. In fact, a lot of the cards I'm getting are kind of talking about that, like the Three of Wands. He's, looking out over the harbor. He's looking in distant places, across the pond, across the water, which is, New Jersey from you. And the Fool card saying, take the leap. Look outside of, think outside the box, look outside of the box, look for work beyond the box. And doing it as a yes, no, I'm getting 3 out of 5 yes cards in this. That means that it's leaning towards yes, it's going to happen. There's some things left for you to do. We end up with the Sun card as the last card in the future. So, yeah, it's going to happen, and it's going to be sunny for you and everything. In fact, being card 19, I'd say, within the next 19 days, you can see this break free. Actually, 19 also reduces 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So in numerology, it could happen within a week, a day, 10 days, or 19 days. It's somewhere in that range, and it could happen really, really quickly like that, you know. But the Knight of Coins is on the other side. So the start of this, you know, the Knight of Coins is, the Knight of Pentacles is very, very practical, very, you know, good, steady progress, but it's kind of slow moving. So, you know, it's like the feeling is, and that's more in the past position. So, you know, things have been slow moving for you, but they're going to speed up once you make the leap, because the very next card is that Fool card. You need to make the leap and just really go for it here. A little word of warning, I just like Mary had gotten the Five of Cups when we were doing the Psyche Spin segment, I got the Five of Cups for you. And, you know, the tarot is hinting at this could be the only thing really holding you back. It's nothing about the physical or logistical circumstances. It's more about your own thinking. Okay, so this guy in this card, he's focused on the three cups that have spilled over. All he has to do is turn around and he'll see the two upright cups. But no, he's focused on the lack. And that could be something that either consciously or subconsciously is happening with you that's holding you back. You know, it hasn't happened yet, and so your subconscious could be playing that, you know, tape over and over again back there. And so you need to double down and refocus, take the leap with the fool card, and you need to really focus on what you really want, telling the universe to bring that in, and, you know, make sure that, you know, you don't have that lack mentality going on. You know, when is this going to happen? It's not happening. That kind of thing. Let's see if Mary's got some more advice as well. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, you know, it's very interesting what Dax was just talking about, and I really am in agreement with him, because all the cards that I get on this idea of new employment and stuff are fantastic. I got the Sun card too. I also got the Star card. I get the Six of Wands in the outcome of this. Right? You know, all terrific. The Center card is the Five of Pentacles. Now, kind of similar to the Five of Cups, you know, but the Five of Cups, you know, tends to talk a little bit more about how we're feeling, what's happening on with our emotions. Five of Pentacles, you know, it can be, you know, it's definitely a card of lack, you know, sometimes a lack of money, sometimes feeling like we're out in the cold. A lot of times the Five of Pentacles to me indicates a sense of insecurity, you know, feeling like, you know, nobody wants me, I'm not good enough, you know. And I'm not saying that those are like the major, you know, thoughts and feelings you're having. I'm just saying that, like, get rid of them. Put them away. Push them down. That Star card right above it is saying you have every reason to be hopeful and to be optimistic about this. Brighter days ahead with the Sun card and the Six of Wands, where there's going to be, you know, that real sense of like, yay, I did it. I got it, you know. So I think that this is going to happen for you. I think it's going to happen in a short period of time, too, with this Wands energy, because the Page of Wands is the very first card I got. So, you know, do whatever you can to keep your spirits up about this, to think positive, to be focused, yeah, on what you want, but also focused on just the belief that this is going to happen. It's going to happen.
All right, I can do
that. It's going to be better. I'm going to be happier, all of those things, okay?
All right. It sounds excellent. I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah, now you
got to
call
so
us back,
Dave.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, call us back
you.
And let us know what happened.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye, Dave. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, that was a great call. Yeah, it's all up to
and
her
we both
how
have
fast
the sun
it happened.
Card.
I know. It's so great, you know. And so card 19, you know, that could be 19 days. That could be 1 week. I mean, it could be a lot of different. It could be one day, you know. Stacy's going to have to call us back and let us know if it happens in the time frame that we're thinking, you know, because that would be just really cool to find out. You know, I love when the callers call back and say, "Hey, remember when you told me this 2 weeks ago?" I just love that.
Yeah.
Talk about confirmation.
Me too.
So we're gonna go to area code 781 next. 781. I think this could be our last call because we went a little over with the psychic spin segment, but I got that was fantastic. I'm sorry.
It was just fun. We were having
yeah.
too much fun.
Yes, but remember, you know, if we didn't get to your call today, that's okay. You can call in tomorrow. Just write the phone number down, 714-816-46, and, you know, keep that along with the psychictalk.net/chat link. Okay, that's going to take you tomorrow to tomorrow's show chat post, and all the listening information and everything is going to be right there. You're going to be able to call in and talk with Sharona and talk with her guests. Remember to bring your pet with you, you know, your dog, your cat, your
yes.
fish, your parakeet, whatever it is, you know. The pet psychic's going to be on. They hate it when you say pet psychic. They like animal communicator. But I
yes.
still like pet psychic. Remember, wasn't that a
Gosh.
Movie or so? Oh, Pet Detective. I'm thinking of Pet Detective. But, yeah.
Yeah,
pet,
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, you need to call in tomorrow and bring your animals with you. But I'm sure they'll, you know, I know that Julie is a human intuitive as well. So yeah, you can ask, you know, your regular life questions as well if you don't have a pet question, and they'll be there. Same bat time, same bat channel. So write that phone number down, and it's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern here in the U.S. Okay, so we're going to take our final call here, area code 781. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Laura from Boston.
Boston.
Hi.
All right.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Great.
What did you want to talk about today?
I've been having, like, I feel like a creative block. And I was wondering what the cards have to say about that.
What do the cards have to say about this creative block that you feel you're having? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's my turn to go first here. So let's see just what comes up on this creative block. Ooh, creative block. Well. Right. Okay. You know, there's two cards here that are kind of interesting to me that I think, you know, kind of fit that idea of a creative block, and actually the Four of Pentacles. So, you know, we actually, when we were doing the psychic spin episode, Four of Pentacles was one of the cards that Dax came up with, and, you know, he talked a lot about that card. But I would like to just add to my understanding of the Four of Pentacles, and sometimes it can feel this sense of like stasis, like nothing's moving. And
yeah.
Four of Pentacles is like when we're holding on to things, we're trying to control, you know, everything. We're not moving either, you know, and it feels like we're stuck. So creative block really is that sense of feeling stuck. Opposite the Four of Pentacles is the Moon card. So that's something to dig into. The Moon is, you know, associated with intuition, emotion, those kind of things. But a lot of times when the Moon card comes up, it's saying like, look, I can't really see clearly. You know, when we talk about creativity, like I can't see the concept for what I want to create. I'm not sure. I'm uncertain. I don't feel comfortable. You know, all those things can come up with the Moon card. So are those the things that we're, you know, kind of are keeping us sort of, you know, what you call blocked or feeling a little stuck, like, you know, because we're uncertain? The thing that's interesting, too, is with the Moon, I also get the Sun. Well, the Sun is like the polar opposite, saying like, look, there it is. You know, it's like the difference between seeing something and feeling something in broad daylight where it's obvious, it's all laid out, there it is, we can go with it, to like things being sort of like in shadow. So the moon card asks us to reflect on things. So you need to reflect on what it is that you feel uncertain about, what you may be holding on to that may actually be, you know, creating this sense of block with it. Otherwise, we have the Strength card. And then the last card is a little bit of a head-scratcher, the King of Cups. Now, court cards don't always represent actual people, but sometimes they can. There could be a water sign man that if this is aspect of, you know, this whole process to you. But the other thing is we can just really look at what the King of Cups is about. And the King of Cups asks us to, like, nurture our emotions. This is, like, our sensitivities as well, you know. And a lot of times it's like we can kind of feel, like, disconnected from our feelings, you know. So where is our, you know, our sense of excitement, our sense of inspiration? You know, those are some of the things that I would look at, and I would also examine anything that you feel may be responsible for keeping us stuck or keeping us blocked. So there's a lot of different ways that you can approach this. You know, you might even try just, you know, some basic like exercise with automatic writing, you know, and, you know, you don't have to, you know, be an expert at it or anything, but just sit down with paper and just stream of consciousness. Write whatever comes out. Write whatever you feel. When you think about, you know, this block, or when you think about what I want to be able to do, what is having creative block actually, what is it, how do I feel about that, and what is that actually blocking me from doing? What would I do if that was gone? You know, spend some time, like, you know, that kind of creative approach sometimes. We've got to take a creative approach when it's when it's dealing with our creativity, right? You know, get those juices flowing. Also, if you have just, you know, space in your apartment or whatever, and it doesn't have to be a big thing, you don't have to be a big expert, but I would also get the energy moving too. Maybe, like, you know, go on YouTube, find a Tai Chi video, and just do some really simple movement where you're moving the energy in your body. You're moving the energy around you. You don't have to be an expert at it. You're not auditioning for a, you know, some sort of belt in martial arts or anything, you know. This is just for you. But just to get your own energy moving, you know, might be helpful. But let's see what Dax is getting for this. He might have some more insight for us.
Feng Shui. That's another one. Yeah, look at where you're creating. And what your surroundings are, and you know, is it nice and tidy, or is it a mess? You know, because that affects us. You know, even if it's subconscious, and I think a lot of this going on is subconscious. I love what you said about the moon card, Mary. And I would add to that, besides the automatic writing, is because of that aspect of dreams. And I got the Nine of Swords, which again is connected to dreams and the subconscious. That you can program your dreams, Laura, to give you the answers that you need, to point you in the right direction you need that will break you out of this rut or block, and or clues as to what it is, and things like that. Now, the cards are giving some clues as to what this is here. And it's the combination of the Nine of Swords with the World card and the Five of Wands, okay? And so it's hinting that the block in whatever you're trying to create or manifest is a subconscious thing going on. You may be aware of this, I don't know. But it's like more than likely, you're probably not really totally aware of this, that the subconscious is focusing some of the else is going on in the world and with other people creating in the same vein as you. And then the other clue to this is on the other side of the Nine of Swords is the Queen of Wands, which is a card of, you know, really following and expressing your passion and independence. It's about what you're doing and what you can bring to the world, which further hints that this may be at least part of what the block is that's going on. Don't be concerned about what everybody else is doing, the competition. Five of Wands is a card of rivalry, competition, things along those lines. And that combined with the World card, you know, it's like, okay, you know, turn the frickin' internet off, all right? And don't pay attention to what – don't pay attention to, you know, what everybody else is creating. Instead, it's got to be more focused on you, that Queen of Wands. And then once you do that, we end up at the Ten of Pentacles, you know, which is a great card, you know, for things like this coming through. Typically, it because it's a Pentacle card, people relate it more to the financial aspects of things. And hey, that might be something that you're looking at happening with this creativity. But, you know, even if you're not, there's family legacy involved here. And so, you know, what you're creating, anything we create becomes a legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, hinting towards what the block is, you know, what to do with it, you know, follow Mary's advice because it's in perfect alignment with, you know, getting more focused on you. And it's not just your mind, it's your physical body. What you're physically doing, things like Tai Chi, all the way to just sweeping the floor and being mindful of what you're doing and being in the now, okay, that reconnects you to your body and self, and that, you know, doing things like Tai Chi and so forth, the now. So you're not thinking of the future that's not happening, and you're not thinking of the past, and you're not worrying about what's been done before, what other people are doing. You know, and remember, everything that other people are doing has already happened. Otherwise, you wouldn't know about it, right? So, again, that's thinking on the past. And the block, you know, I can't create and make in the future. Okay. That's, all of this is because of, you know, focus on the past and the future. You got to get your focus back on the now. And everything Mary talked about, it will center you and bring you back to the now. So I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, both of the readings make total sense and are really helpful. Very, very helpful. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, you're so
awesome.
Welcome. Call us back and let us know how things are going for you.
Okay, thank you.
Happy creating. Happy creating.
Yes.
<Laura. laughs> the weekend's
thanks
here. Get
calling.
On it now. On
now,
it now.
Yeah.
Thanks for
now.
Calling. Yes. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, wow. Oh, that was a fun call, too. Oh, we had some great calls. Awesome.
Yes.
Yep, yep. So I'm looking forward to our little break next week. So you're getting your shot on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
so
I'm getting
good
my
luck, good
second
luck with that.
Shot. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, well,
I am already preparing. I'm hydrating. I'm ready to go. I'm just... I'm ready. I'm ready to. I'm so thankful that we have vaccines. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
stunning to me how exponentially quickly, you know, they were able to come up with one. This is so such a hopeful time.
Technology. Oh, you know, I was I got my second shot like ago, and Yeah, I was the reverse person for most people. I got the side effects hit me on the first shot, and the second shot was really mild. And so I'm gonna hope for a mild one for you too. You know.
Me too. Thank you. Yes, I need the good mojo.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, I needed some good news, too. You know, actually, I just read somewhere where they did a study in L.A. County, and only 0.03% actually who've been completely vaccinated, you know, have acquired the virus at all. And I just had my COVID test, even though I'd been vaccinated, I had a procedure coming up. They did an EGD, an upper GI and a lower GI, a colonoscopy. And so I had to take a COVID test. That came up negative. Did the colonoscopy, no polyps, no signs of colon cancer or anything like that. In fact, he said, you know, normally I tell people come back in 5 years, you can come back in 7 years for your next one. And I finally got, you know, with my liver problems and my spleen and, you know, all this other stuff going on, I finally got some positive things.
Yay.
Yay.
That's great.
Yes. So good luck with that. We're going to take next week off. I'll be here on Friday though. We'll have a fun show on Friday with Dr. Rose. Yep. And then it'll be There's a Rock for that on the following Saturday. And then we'll be back with Tara
with Gary
in, 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Got
awesome.
3 weeks. 3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks.
Awesome. So,
oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to all of our listeners and callers and hanging out with us today, and thank you, Mary, for being here, as always.
Well, thank you, Dax. Shout out to everybody who listened and called in today and who will listen later in the archive. Thanks for taking some time to spend with us. We don't have a show without you. And everybody have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Mary.